hands on yourself saying, reach you to me. The strength of God is reaching for you.
You are my strength like no
strong. I need one more shout out of you. Shout out. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for being our strength. We thank you this morning for being our strength. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. Oh, yes, we testify this morning. I testify that you lift me up. You lift me up. You lift me up in the fullness of your grace. God, I bless you this morning. I honor you. I give you praise. I glorify you and magnify you. I lift you up, oh God. I exalt you this morning. God, above every challenge, every situation, every storm, we exalt your holy name on this morning as we thank you, God, for yet another chance and another opportunity to come together to lift up your holy name as we be hope, encouragement one to another. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has granted us. So we might as well rejoice and thank him for bringing us to this moment. Amen. A day, a moment that we have not seen, we have not heard, we have not experienced. So we should just come on, take 10 seconds and magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together, for he is truly worthy to be praised. Oh, we lift up your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. For there is none like you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together, for he is worthy. Wonderful God, great God, mighty God, ooh, miracle working God. Ah, ooh, you are our peace, our joy, our strength. You are our everything, our all in all. And we honor you this morning, Jesus. We magnify your glory to your name, God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and continue to be glad in it. Amen, amen. I thank God for each and every one of you on this morning who have joined us thus far. Amen. God is a great God, good God. He woke us up and gave us another opportunity. Amen, amen. And so we thank God for that. As Jackie prepares to come on this morning, as Jackie Blackburn prepares to come on this morning, I just want to give God praise and say, Father, I thank you for yet another week of 5 a.m. prayer. You've allowed us to start this year, this first quarter off in prayer. God, to you we give all praise and all glory for what you have done. God, what you're doing even in this moment. And God, we thank you in advance for what you yet have in store for us, because I truly do believe that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what you yet have awaiting for your those who have said yes to you. So today, as we conclude our week, all week we have been engaged in understanding what it means to be postured in prayer. We understand that from this week that prayer changes our perspective, and prayer softens our hearts, and prayer aligns our decisions. Amen. And so today we're going to see the result of what it is, what it looks like to have a life that remains in prayer, the result of a life that remains in prayer. And so we will see, as we heard the song, we will see that our strength is renewed, peace is established, and our lives become anchored in God. One more time, strength is renewed, peace is established, and our lives become anchored in God. See, many of us try to face, think about it, all the challenges and the storms of life. We try to do those things and handle stuff in our own strength, but God never designed us to live that way, right? So we accept the fact that prayer is where we exchange. What do we exchange? Bridget, you exchange your weakness for his strength. You exchange anxiety for his peace, and we exchange our inabilities for his stability. What are we looking at? We're looking at strength is renewed, peace is established, and our lives become anchored. Anybody need to feel you need a little bit more anchoring in your life? Amen. And so that takes us to a couple of different texts this morning. It takes us to the book of Isaiah 40:31, which I love that scripture. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Y'all are familiar with that, right? Waiting on the Lord in prayer. That's not inactivity, but it is our spiritual refueling. Where God renews our strength, renews the strength of those who what? Stay connected to him. So even if you have become tired, God promises renewal for those who do what? Who wait on him. It takes us to Philippians 4:6-7 that says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, you present your request to God. And the peace of God, y'all know, So prayer guards your heart and your mind, and that peace becomes the anchor of your life. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Listen, I was talking even to my pastor yesterday, man, bless his Lord, good morning. And I just said, you know, to one of my sisters, and I'm like, I'm just in this place where I'm at peace. I'm good with God. There's a peace no matter with all this stuff going on around me and even the challenges in the phone calls. There's a settling, amen. You get to that place in God when you become postured in prayer, that there's a settling, that there's a peace. And so our focus today is that we praying and believing for renewed strength for those weary places, freedom from anxiety and overwhelmness, amen. The peace of God to guard our hearts and a life that remains anchored in God, because when prayer becomes your posture, listen to me, y'all, when prayer truly becomes your posture, peace becomes your environment. Yes, you can live in an environment of peace even when all hell is going on around you. You can live in peace. There's no greater place than a place of peace, even in the midst of challenge. And so we thank God this morning that he's reminding us of what a life of prayer looks like, that a life anchored in prayer, that there is peace. There will be peace in the valley for me. Jackie, amen, amen, amen. Good morning. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Postured in prayer. What happens when you stay postured, positioned before God?
Come on.
Bridget said, our strength is renewed. Looking at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Very familiar. Yes, yes. Very familiar, Lord have mercy. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We're going to move from being weary to be empowered.
Come on.
So God, our strength is renewed. It tells us in this verse that we shift from relying on ourselves, our own personal self, to relying on the infinite strength and power of God for our endurance. We have to actively seeking him through prayer, posture and prayer. Prayer and praise go together. But through the word of God, how the renewing of our mind with the word of God, right? We have to have a renewed mindset. How we think, perspective. We've said it all week, perspective. A perspective. And then we adopt an atmosphere, a posture of trust. This leads us to a supernatural recharge.
Come on.
And it allows us, as the scripture said, to soar like an eagle. I rise above all of my circumstances, all of the challenges, rather than us staining and in pressure, cracking under pressure. We rise above. Hallelujah. This active process of hoping and the expectation of what God is going to do in our lives for us. Renew the exchange.
Come on.
Yes, the exchange. The exchange. That's renewing. Hallelujah. And it leads us to spiritual endurance. Hallelujah. The race isn't given to the swift, but to one that endured unto the end, with the strength of God. And we have a heavenly view, a viewpoint, perspective. We are empowered, supernaturally empowered. And that, my brothers and sisters, leads us to divine recharge. Giving us strength to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint, to have a spiritual rejuvenation, y'all, restoration, where God transforms our inner self into making us new and equipping us for the progress.
Jesus.
Life drains. We know that life is draining, but prayer replenishes where we're pushed. When we're postured in prayer, God refuels, he replenishes, he reveals what responsibility has drained and pulled out of us. And so as we are postured in prayer, Sister Bridget, our renewed strength, and that gives us peace. While we ride through the storm, we're not riding through the storm by ourselves. God is with us. He's promised to be a very present help in our time of trouble. And so we look to him and our life rooted and grounded, anchored in him, not shaken, moving from shaking to being steady. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness.
We are
rooted, standing, flat-footed on the solid rock of Jesus. Yes, our hope is in Christ Jesus. All of our hope is in Christ Jesus. And so no matter what comes, the winds may come, the storm, the rain, hallelujah, we're anchored on that solid foundation. And we wait, knowing that he is moving, even when we can't trace him. Our prayers, how he hears, and we are renewed like the eagle to rise above, because God is carrying us. He has us in the palm of his hand. Renewed, restored. The exchange takes place. Amen. We are with posture in prayer. That's what happens when we're postured. God is our rock and our salvation, a strong deliverer. And so we trust him. Trust him with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding, because God sees the beginning and he sees the end. And he sees everything that is in between. And guess what? He's with us every step of the way. Step by step, we take the journey, we make the journey, and God is our strength, and he's holding us up, upholding us with his righteous right hand. So my brothers and sisters, renewed strength,
thank you, Jesus.
Empowered, supernatural, divine recharge, where God refuels, he replenishes, he reveals, he renews our strength. Mm-hmm. With what has been depleted, he builds us up. Mm-hmm. Our strength like no other.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, we thank you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Bless your name, O God, for being
mm-hmm.
our strength
yes.
like no
yes.
other.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For renewing,
mm.
hallelujah, as we sit before you in
yes.
your presence,
yes.
postured in prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You told us to cast our cares
mm.
on you because you care for us. And God, we
mm-hmm.
thank you that what concerns
mm-hmm.
us concerns you. And
mm-hmm.
so we lay them at your feet knowing
yes, God. Yes, God.
And believing that you,
yes.
God, have us.
Yes, God.
You're moving, you're working things,
mm.
turning things around,
mm.
turning things around. They won't always look like they look
mm.
right now because you're moving and turning things
Come
around,
on.
Working them out for
Come
our
on.
Good, for
mm-hmm.
our
mm.
in every situation,
mm.
every situation. Hallelujah. We thank you. The blood
Jesus.
Prevails.
Yes, God,
God, we thank you that you
yes,
cover
God.
Us, that you keep us, that
God.
Our hearts are poised toward you,
mm.
God, that we
mm.
can have are in relationship with
yes,
you,
God.
Our
yes.
Father. You're a good, good Father, God.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
you, God, have us, you wrap us in your arms,
mm.
God, you lead us.
Mm.
And as we trust you, leaning not to our own understanding,
yeah,
but
Lord.
Acknowledging
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You
yes,
and
Lord.
All that we do, God, that
mm.
you, God, will direct
mm-hmm.
our path. Where
mm-hmm.
you lead us, we will follow.
Yes,
and as
Lord.
You direct, that you are right by our side.
Yes,
you are
yes.
always, always,
yes, yes.
God, right by our side.
Mm.
So we thank
mm.
you, Lord God.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord God,
yes,
that
God.
As we continue to walk and talk with you,
yes,
that we
God.
Can move,
mm.
oh God, with the precision
Come
and
on.
The power of you, our strength
yes,
like
yes.
no other.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You are our
mm.
calm in our
mm.
storm.
Mm.
Hallelujah. You are our strength
mm.
when we are weak, our Thank joy
you.
In sorrow, our hope for tomorrow. So day after day,
mm.
hallelujah, we renew our
mm.
minds
mm.
with the word of God,
mm.
the truth
mm.
of your word.
Mm.
Hallelujah. The
mm.
truth of your word that is indeed a lamp unto our feet
yes,
and
Lord
a light
Jesus.
Unto our
yes,
path.
Jesus.
So we yes. trust you, God,
mm-hmm.
every step of the way, leaning
mm-hmm.
and depending
mm-hmm.
on you,
mm-hmm.
our strength
mm-hmm.
and our
mm-hmm.
Redeemer. So we
mm-hmm.
thank you, Lord God. And as
Jesus.
We wait, God,
mm-hmm.
patiently wait on
mm-hmm.
you. We'll worship you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll praise you.
Yes,
we'll
yes,
magnify
yes.
your name.
Yes, Lord
we'll
Jesus.
Give you glory. We'll give you honor. As
yes.
you exchange our weariness.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
With your renewed strength,
mm.
we thank you, Lord God.
Yes, yes,
for
yes.
they that wait
yes.
upon the Lord
mm.
shall renew their strength.
Yes,
they
yes.
shall mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint.
Mm.
Wait
mm.
on the Lord.
Mm.
We don't mind waiting. For well, we know that your word is true. Your
mm.
promises are yes and amen.
Mm.
And so we thank you for the renewing, the strength,
mm.
hallelujah, for changing our mindset
mm.
to have the mind of Christ.
Mm.
We love you today.
Thank
and
you.
We give you glory and yes. honor.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Bless you.
We bless you.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
you.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord
you
God.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank you Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
much.
Thank you, Jesus. Great God that you are. Great God, great God, great God. Ooh, faithful God, faithful God, faithful God. You are great God, mighty God, miracle working God. Oh, when we bless you, we honor you, we love you this morning, Father. For there is none like you.
Nobody like you, Lord God. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's none greater.
Jesus.
Nobody
Jesus.
Greater than you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You are my strength.
Yes, Lord.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reach to me in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
you
Lord.
You lift us up.
Yes.
You are our strength.
Oh, Jesus.
Strength like no other. Yeah. Strength like no other reaches to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Strength. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We don't mind waiting. We don't mind. We love being in your presence, Father. Thank you for your presence. God, thank you for helping us to know how to be in your presence and to be with you. We can just pause and be with you, Father. There is no greater place in the whole wide world than to be with you in your presence. Because in your presence, Father, there is the fullness of joy. When we're with you, Father, there is a peace, there is a joy that we can experience even in the midst of chaos and struggle. There is peace and joy in you. So we thank you for teaching us how to be with you, Father. Thank you that you are our strength. Strength like no other. It reaches to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And so on this Women's History Month, we thank the Lord for allowing us, for creating us so uniquely as women, right? He didn't create us as men. He created us as women. And so we pause in this moment to just acknowledge that this is Women's History Month. While it's a time that we celebrate women, we celebrate the legacy, we celebrate the great things that have been done by women, we recognize and we honor them, we reflect on the courage and the resilience, the impact of the women who shaped history. We know in the Bible women did great things. We know of Esther. We love how Esther stood up, amen, and spared her people. We know about Deborah. I say Deborah. We understand how she stood up, a woman of courage, amen, and helped Barak lead them to victory, amen. We understand. We know that we understand that they're great women, but I thank God that there are great women amongst us on this platform on this morning. Amen. And so allow me to remind you that there is a greatness inside of us that is yet to be revealed, that is yet to be utilized. Amen. There is greatness. There is greatness on the inside of every single one of us. And remember this, that every great move of a woman began with, listen to me, y'all, with inner positioning before the outer influence. One more time. Every great move of a woman began with inner positioning before the outer influence. In other words, even Deborah, amen, we saw the outer influence, but there was something going on in the inside. It says she was under the palm tree, amen. She was already in the posture of pause and stillness and contemplation, meditation, prayer. What her posture was not busyness. And all of that, she was not distracted, amen. There was an inner thing already going on. Esther, before she went before the king, she asked, come on, I need, Mordecai, I need some prayer and some fasting. People, give me 3 days, come on. So she knew that there was something going on in the inner part of her before the outer even was ever revealed. So while the celebration part of this Women's History Month, we celebrate, that's what we see on the external, but the posture is internal. Posture sustains, y'all, what the external, what the applause cannot. So it starts internal, our posture. It starts in your prayer closet. It starts in your home. It starts before you ever get outside. It starts before I ever pick up this phone and dial in each first week of the month. It starts with me coming down here. Father, what do you have for us on this month? Posture. Posture. And so I thank God for each and every one of you on this morning. I lift my hands and I truly say, Father, I thank you, because on this day, March 6, 2009, we were preparing to come down here that evening with a Bible study with 8 women as you allowed us to launch Developing Hope Ministries. Can y'all just come off of mute with me and for 1 second and magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name and thank him for 17 years of his faithfulness. God, you've been faithful to us for 17 years in this very basement, coming, leading from this basement. God, we magnify you and we glorify you. We dare not let this moment go without acknowledging you for being the great God that you are. Mighty God, wonderful God, miracle working God. We thank you for every woman's life that has come through Developing Hope, that has been connected and touched by Developing Hope Ministry. Because had it not been for you on our side, God, we don't know where we would be. 17 years, God. Thank you for your faithfulness, God. Thank you for your faithfulness, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for every life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for every single life that has been touched by Developing Hope Ministries. We dare not take it for granted, Father, but we bless your name and we honor you. Thank you that you continue to trust us in this space. And I thank you for these women who you have called to journey with us, Father, in various capacities. We thank you for each and every single one. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I looked up the number 17, and it says it often symbolizes overcoming obstacles. We've seen that. Spiritual victory, we've seen that. And independence, we've seen that. In a biblical context, it represents, y'all listen to this. In a biblical context, it represents total victory and the overcoming of enemies. We're overcomers. So no matter what, no matter what comes our way, we are victorious. Amen. Because there is always hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. We remember those who've asked for prayer on this week. Amen. We believe and thank God that He is yet working. I thank Him that He is yet protecting Patrice as where she is. They can look out on the back and see the missiles being intercepted, y'all. So we thank God that He is yet covering and protecting them. Amen. In the midst of all that is going on. Amen. 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 Anyone want to share briefly we conclude on this morning?
Sister Bridget.
Yes, ma'am.
Couple prayer requests.
Mm-hmm.
The first request is for myself. Got some medical issues going on,
mm-hmm.
and the doctors are trying to come up with some course of action. So just pray that, you know, they find something to relieve the things that I'm going through,
mm-hmm.
and also asking for prayer for John Flemister, who will be going up for surgery on March 11th.
Okay. Surgery March 11th. Okay. Amen. 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 Anyone else this morning? You are my strength.
I have a prayer request this morning.
Yes, ma'am, Pastor Willie.
First, I want to say hope. That was a word that is really, my spirit just leaps when we have hope, you know? And I said, yeah, Lord, I have faith and hope and trust. There's a young lady named Joyce Moore.
Mm-hmm.
She has lupus.
Mm-hmm.
And is really, her mother, I think, passed away with lupus, and she's just not been doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is Riley's family. I know you're coming with her name.
Mm-hmm.
We've had visits from CPS to see if this is a good environment.
Mm-hmm.
I've got
mm-hmm.
all these people crammed in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for the mental, emotional of her mom, Taylor, and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It does. We need a covering. And the enemy is wanting to have their minds so emotionally distraught. And
mm-hmm.
I've not seen it, and I've not experienced it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to come by saying, I will whoop you, boy. It comes mm-hmm. by, you know, I rebuke this. I've gotten mm-hmm. to that point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought, Lord, I need Jesus. Some strength. Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
Always pray for me. Always. Good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. Anyone else this morning?
Thank mm-hmm. you, Sister Bridget and family. This is Mother Peoples.
Hey, Mother Peoples.
And I'm asking for peace of mind for my daughter and her husband. They had to put their, we call her a child because they have no children, but they had their pet that they mm-hmm. passed for 16 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And they are right now not doing too well.
Okay, amen.
And I got three people two that have had surgery and mm-hmm. one with impending surgery. So I'm just thanking the Lord, though, congratulating you for 17 years, and I'm so glad I met you.
Amen. Mother Peoples, I thank God for you, that encounter in Red Lobster. Red Lobster years ago in Decatur when I was on my way to see Mother, well, we were on our way to see Mother McGrew, heading to Mother McGrew's house.
Yes.
I never forget that. Amen. To God be the glory. Great God, great God, great God. Red Lobster picking up some food for Mother McGrew. Amen.
There's
amen. Line. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Anyone else this morning? Amen. Jackie, you got those?
Yes, ma'am. Who was the first person that?
That was Ann. That was my sister Ann.
Oh, okay.
Mhm. Yeah. She asked a prayer for medical challenges. John Flemister surgery. Pastor Willie. So you got the rest of them right?
I think so. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you for being such a wonderful, awesome God, a God who hears and who answers our prayer. You know all about each and every one of us, God, those requests that have been spoken this morning, the medical issues, God, we know you to be the ultimate physician.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that your word tells us that by Jesus' stripes that we are already healed. So we thank you in advance for the manifestation of the healing, oh God, for surgeries that are taking place, that are going to take place, God.
You
in the midst, God, every person that's involved, the operating room, the utensils, the physicians, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, everything concerning those surgeries. God, I thank you, Lord God. You anoint and you be the healing that needs to go on in that situation. God, we ask you right now to touch the mind and the hearts of Mother Peoples, this daughter and their family, God. We know that pets are extended family and they're like children.
Yes,
so comfort them in this time. Help them along the way, and as they cherish the memories of what they have, continue to be their strength and their God, we thank you, Lord God. We ask now, as Pastor Willie has asked for requested prayer for Riley's family, for that emotional, that mental stability. God, we know that you are a mind regulator, a heart fixer. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. You know everything that's needed. Hallelujah. Supply the every need, God. Mm-hmm. Be their strength. Touch their minds. Let this mind be in them, which is also in Christ Jesus. Guard their hearts, oh God. You said that you would keep us in perfect peace.
Help them to look to you, God,
to trust you in every single situation. Hallelujah. God, continue to keep your angels encamped around about us all, God. And we thank you that the blood of Jesus prevails in each and every one of our lives. And we thank you in advance for the manifestation of the request. As you reveal yourself, we continue to love you, continue to praise you, and continue to trust you with all of our hearts.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, God.
Thank you,
amen,
God.
Amen and amen.
Amen. As we prepare to close, I ask that you remember something, that this week was not just a series of just not us coming for just to be praying. But this week was really about repositioning our lives in God, repositioning our lives in God. Yeah, we learned to wait on him like the promise in Isaiah that reminds us that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. We learned through the promise in the book of Philippians that when we bring everything to God in prayer, his peace guards our hearts and our minds. So I say this to you. We release a blessing over every single one of you this morning, that your destiny, that your destiny will come into fruition. You will be on fire. Your destiny will be on fire. That your life will be aligned through prayer, because you are a woman positioned for greatness. You are a man positioned for greatness. Yes, storms may come. Life may shift. Unexpected waves may rise, y'all. But when our life, when your life is anchored in prayer, you are not easily moved. So today, we're going to leave this platform, this moment of prayer, with a declaration. Not fear, not worry, not uncertainty, but confidence, with our heads lifted up. Amen. So as we go out this morning, I pray that whatever you do, that God will be glorified, that someone will be encouraged the rest of this month because of your yes, Lord. So though the storms may keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard for us, y'all, to tell the night from day, still that hope that lies within, I'm going to say that one more time, still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, And if the winds keep on blowing in my life, guess what? My soul has been anchored in the Lord. I realize that sometimes in this life, yes, we're going to be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. One thing I like, but in the Word of God, I've got an anchor. So whatever you do, make sure that you're anchored in prayer. Amen. Make sure God gets the glory. My soul is anchored in the Lord. I'm postured in prayer. Come what may, I'm anchored in the Lord.
Yes.
And if the wind keep on flowing in my life, my soul.
Come on.
I realize that sometimes in this life we're gonna be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. But in the
And to those of you that had birthdays this month, happy birthday, happy anniversary. To God be the glory. Amen.